Mass shootings, American exceptionalism of the worst kind. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Together we rise, reads the motto on a wall of the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. The school serves about 600 students in the second through fourth grades. Over 90% are Latinx. 19 children between the ages of 9 and 11 and two of their teachers were murdered there Tuesday by an 18-year-old gunman armed with a semi-automatic AR-15 rifle. The shooter, Salvador Ramos, was killed at the school by a U.S. Border Patrol agent. At a news conference Wednesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican who consistently rejects gun control, blamed the shortage of mental health services for the atrocity. Manny Oliver, whose son Joaquin was killed in the Parkland, Florida school massacre in 2018, said on the Democracy Now! NewsHour,
"This is not about mental health. That happens all around the planet. This is about guns and easy access to guns."
In the middle of Governor Abbott's briefing, Beto O'Rourke, who's running against Abbott in the upcoming gubernatorial election, interrupted.
Sit down. Don't play this stuff.
The next shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No, he needs to get his ass out of here. This isn't a place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable.
Others on the stage cursed at O'Rourke, demanding he leave. As police closed in, O'Rourke exited. His accusations were echoed in a tweet by Amanda Gordon, the youngest presidential inaugural poet in U.S. history. She wrote, "It takes a monster to kill children, but to watch monsters kill children again and again and do nothing isn't just insanity, it's inhumanity," she said. Many U.S. politicians parrot the line that this is the greatest nation on earth. American exceptionalism is ingrained in our culture. We have the most number of weapons, with an estimated 400 million guns in circulation. That's more guns than people in the United States, and almost half the civilian-owned guns on the planet. We're without question number one when it comes to mass shootings. The Gun Violence Archive has counted 213 so far this year alone, and more than 3,000 since 2014. A shocking number of U.S. mass shootings take place in schools. According to the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School, there have been 2,054 school shootings in the United States since 1970, with 681 deaths. Canada has had a total of 8 school shootings in about the same time frame from 1975, with a total of 31 victims killed. Mexico has had 17 school shootings since 2004, with 15 victims killed. In Australia in 1996, a young man with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle massacred 35 people in the tourist town of Port Arthur, Tasmania. Australia's a country of gun lovers, but reaction to the shooting was swift, with a popular national mandatory gun buyback for semi-automatic guns. Some 643,000 guns were collected and destroyed. Since then, Australia's experienced just one mass shooting of the type that occurs almost daily in the United States. Similar policies were established in other wealthy, industrialized nations in the wake of mass shootings in Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and Norway. When access to guns is restricted and gun ownership is more difficult, gun violence dramatically drops. There's consensus on tightening gun laws here in the United States. Preventing those suffering from mental illness from owning or accessing guns has between 85 and 90% bipartisan support, according to the Pew Research Center. Banning clips that hold more than 10 bullets has 64% bipartisan support. A federal database tracking every gun sale enjoys 66% support. Why don't elected officials heed the electorate? One clear reason is the decades of lobbying by the National Rifle Association.
The American Gun Lobby, which is supported by American gun manufacturers, is alive and well.
That's Robin Lloyd, managing director of Giffords, the organization dedicated to preventing gun violence led by former Congressmember Gabby Giffords, who was shot in the head in a mass shooting in Tucson.
The National Rifle Association, the NRA, has been weakened due to self-inflicted wounds of greed and mismanagement of funds. But other organizations like the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which is the lobbying arm for the gun industry and gun retailers, is alive and well. And actually, the National Shooting Sports Foundation spends more on lobbying against gun violence prevention measures here in Washington than the NRA does. So they're the true face of the American corporate gun lobby.
Nicole Golden, executive director of Texas Gun Sense, organizes for common sense gun control in the Lone Star State.
I've been involved in gun violence prevention in Texas for almost a decade. I have sat through brutal hearings at the state legislature. I have heard unbelievable arguments to our very sensible ask for common sense gun laws, laws that most Texans support. Laws that law enforcement supports, laws that are working to prevent gun violence in other states. But we have a political climate here that makes it such that it's been, our work has basically been, shut down.
Despite the power of the gun lobby, Nicole Golden is not without hope. She was speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
We're here for the long haul. We're not going anywhere, and I'm certain that at some point when the political will is there, we will have built the infrastructure to see real change here. Until then, we'll keep chipping away, working in our communities to pass meaningful change, and continuing with building this extremely strong movement.
As the children of Robb Elementary School proclaim, together we rise. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.